JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Proud and Free Jamaica 53, the theme for this year's Emancipation and Independence celebrations. We tell you about the planned activities. Also in our program, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and safety tips for children. Welcome to the journey. Stay with us. Sweet Jamaica, if you love Jamaica, let me see your hand. Emancipation celebrations will get underway with a National Emancipation and Independence Church service on July 26 at the St. Diego de la Vega Cathedral in Spanish Town. The 2015 Emancipation and Independence celebrations were launched June 11 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. The series of celebratory activities will be staged by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC. On July 31, there will be a national celebration of the Emancipation Jubilee at Civil Heritage Park in St. Anne. That day, Emancipation Vigils will run concurrently in St. Thomas, Clarendon, Portland, Hanover, Trelawney, Manchester, Westmoreland, St. Catherine, St. Mary, St. Elizabeth, and St. James. On August 1, Emancipation Day, there will be a national celebration at Marketplace on Hope Road in Kingston. The coronation of Miss Jamaica Festival Queen takes place later that evening at the Rennie Williams Entertainment Center. The final of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition is scheduled for August 2. The following day sees the return of Anti-Roche Festival and Fashion Greets Music Festival at Rennie Williams Entertainment Center. The National Stadium will come alive on August 6, Independence Day, with the Grand Gala.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
On Friday, June 12, the Health Ministry will be carrying out fogging in the following communities in the corporate area: Arcadia, Allardyce, Aylsham, Charlton, Cherry Gardens, and Norbrook. On Saturday, June 13, fogging is scheduled for Orange Grove, Waterworks, Sitwell Road or Kellypan, Tucker Avenue, Long Mountain, and Beverly Hills. Fogging will also be conducted in the community of Rose Hall in St. James on June 12. One feature of Vision 2030 is that citizens should work to preserve and protect the Jamaican culture, as well as develop its power to change the society for the better. Citizens are also encouraged to take special care to develop the potential of the nation's children and youth, ensuring that all have equal access to opportunities the society provides. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
The things I used to do as a child, like eat and so, are the arrowroot porridge. It's a root thing, like a ginger, and when dried, beaten and made into porridge. And then also the dried grated corn.
My name is Basil Rowe from St. James, a place called Stonehenge.
And now for our child safety tip.
I believe the children are.
Children, when you get permission from your parents to go anywhere, do the following. 1. Tell them exactly where you're going. 2. Tell them how you will get there. 3. Tell them exactly who will be going with you and who will be there. 4. Tell them when you will be back. And 5. Get back on time or call and let them know if there are any delays. Be wise. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.